Good morning. My guest this morning is Vanessa Johns from the Redwood Empire Food Bank. Good morning, Vanessa.
Good morning.
So every second Saturday in May, it says right here on this piece of paper, letter carriers in more than 10,000 cities and towns across America collect the compassion of their postal customers who participate in the Stamp Out Hunger National Food Drive.
Yep, that is correct. It's been going on for just over 25 years.
25 years.
And it is the largest nationwide one-day food drive in the nation.
I didn't even know that the Redwood Empire Food Bank has been going for that long.
Well, the food bank has been open since 1987, so 31 years.
31.
Yes.
Wow.
But the National Letter Carriers Association put on this food drive annually. And what they do is they've been going around the neighborhoods posting signs and delivering brown bags, which they would like their customers to fill up. And on May 12th, put those non-perishable food bag right by your mailbox and they will pick it up. And then proceeds will go to the Redwood Empire Food Bank and other local Sonoma County nonprofits.
Great. So if you are participating in this, can you get a list of foods that are desired and foods that maybe aren't so desired?
Absolutely. If you head to the Redwood Empire Food Bank's website, which is refb.org, there is on the homepage a big Stamp Out Hunger logo. Click on that and it has all the details about non-perishable foods. Something very important to recognize is no glass.
No glass.
No glass.
Okay. Now, that's very valuable, I'm sure, because I suspect that a lot of people would include jars of one sort of food or other in what they're giving.
Exactly. So it's best for us to receive jarred peanut butter, jams, jellies that are in plastic jars, not glass jars.
There you go. Okay. I look at the press release here, and what catches my eye very immediately is that this drive has delivered more than 1 billion pounds of food in the past 25 years.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. And those pounds go a long way. Just last year, 36,000 pounds were donated to the Redwood Empire Food Bank. So in one day, 36,000 pounds that were brought to us by our local neighbors here in Sonoma County came into the food bank, and that provided over 30,000 meals.
Whew. Those are some big figures. If you could dictate to the public, to the participating public, what foods definitely should be included in their offering, what would some of them be?
You can never go wrong with grains, pastas, rice. Those things go a very long way. Peanut butter is always a huge staple. Granola, cereal, those are great things to add in as well. And they're really easy to pick up. So the next time you're at your local supermarket and you're shopping for cereal, just grab an extra, you know, box of Cheerios or what have you and put that in that bag.
Right. And be sure to include the pasta because I'm a terrific pasta fancier. And I would hate to see packages that didn't have pasta.
Well, and pasta is so easy to make. You just boil it in some water and you can grab all kinds of different ingredients to throw inside.
Right. And we Italian Americans know all of them. We know everything that we're supposed to do to make pasta, believe me. Okay. What will you be doing when all of this is going on?
So this is going to be on a Saturday. So May 12th is on a Saturday and I will be at the food bank ready for our trucks to come in with the donated food. And I will be sorting the food based on what it is. So if it's packaged pasta, I will be gleaning the food, making sure there is no glass. And if there is, putting it aside. But that is exactly what I will be doing as well as my supervisor. We are going to come in on a Saturday, roll up our sleeves, and do our part to make sure that we get more and exceed more than 30,000 meals this year.
Well, it sounds like fun. Vanessa, thanks for coming in, and thanks for doing what you do.
Thank you.
And let me tell people out there that to find out more, it's refb.org. Thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacopetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Have a great day.